Blog Talk Radio.
It is February 10th, 2009. This is the Madden Voice show number 36. Wow, have we really done 36 shows? Yeah, I guess we have. Almost a year, I think. I think I can look back and see when our first show was. It's been pretty close to a year now. I'm going to check that out. Why? Because I can. Because I'm curious to know how long we've been on the air. And it was March 20th was our first show. So, you know, 11 months. We're in February. And by the time March rolls around, we'll be over 40 shows. So not bad for a year on the air. And welcome to the Madden Voice. It is me, Kamish T, E-A-F-L Kamish, whatever you want to call me, owner and overseer of the E-A-F-L. We are here with you tonight. And Valentine's Day is coming up, 4 days away. I don't know what you're going to get your honey, but don't not get anything because, you know, you ain't coming over my house to stay if you don't go home with some flowers or some candy or something, you know, but take care of your honey. Although, you know, you really shouldn't have to wait to Valentine's Day to take care of the ones you love. I mean, but that said, you know, you can't not do it, you know, on that day, especially if you don't do it all year round. If you want to call into the show, it's 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. If you want to email me, it's the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. That's the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. Or you can catch me on AOL Instant Messenger, and that's EAFL Commissioner on AOL Instant Messenger. So give me a call, shoot me an email, send me an instant message, and we'll talk. Want to talk about tonight. We have some scheduled guests scheduled to call in, a couple of very well-known ballers from the Madden Nation series supposed to be calling in tonight, so we'll talk with them upon their call. And we have started, you know, or thrown our name into the tournament hat, if you will. And just so that everybody understands, this is something we've talked about for a long time. And we started to get this going back in November, but then my Xbox went down and the holidays came, and I really wanted to do one before the holidays. But when my Xbox went down, I just knew that wasn't going to happen. And I decided to just go ahead and wait. And obviously, you know, in the interim, a couple other entities announced that they were going to do online tournaments, and hey, more power to them, but we weren't going to be deterred from our original plan to do. And, you know, and the key thing here is that we started, you know, before we had a league back in 2005, we did online tournaments that would run literally all night, the old EA board tournaments, if you will, and, you know, the old PS2 tournaments where you could actually go to create a private chat room. You could also, with a password, you could also create the tournament room. And so that's that, you know, they really had that figured out pretty well. And for the most part, it worked out pretty good. And we used to run those tournaments. I mean, that's really how we started, guys from the old EA board forums. And we used to run these tournaments all night. And then we decided we wanted more than just tournaments. And we wanted, you know, more action, more competitiveness, and segued into the league that you now know, the EAFL. So in some ways, it's a homecoming for us to go back to doing tournaments again. And we're excited, actually. We think we have a good feel for what the community is looking for. And by the early response, I'm optimistic that we will get 32 for Sunday. We picked the 15th. Because to my knowledge, there is no other event going on that day, so we're not conflicting with any other tournaments, and we know that there's several other tournaments coming up over the next couple of weeks, and we really, although we didn't expect a big draw, we're only doing 32, But nevertheless, we still didn't want to take away a potential baller that might travel to another tournament. So we wanted to respect all of our friends out there in the community. And so we picked the 15th day after Valentine's Day, and starts at 11 o'clock. And if you want to pre-register, it's going to be a two-step registration process. First, you fill out a form so we can see who you are. And then you will get an email within 24 hours instructing you how to pay your entry fee. And you can go to EAFLmadden.com, and you'll see right on the homepage, I want to play or I want to join in the EAFL Classic. And that's what we entitled it, the EAFL Classic, because we feel like tournaments for us are classic. I mean, that's going back to old school for us doing tournaments. So that name made a lot of sense. Of course, the EAFL Challenge, the EAFL, you know, sounds good, but there's so many challenges out there. Of course, the big one, the Madden Challenge, so we didn't want to do that. And the EAFL Open, but, you know, if this was if we were doing, you know, several rounds of 32, but with only 32, we thought Open was a bit misleading. So trying to keep it simple, 32-player tournament. All the rules are posted on the site, and, you know, the winner's going to get $500 guaranteed. We're not taking anything out. The only fee that will come out of the loser's winnings is if there's any PayPal money transfer fees. PayPal's a funny site. Sometimes you can send money and avoid a fee, and sometimes you can't. I haven't figured it out. But if there is any fees, that's going to come out of the loser's share. So the loser could get up to $140. But we've estimated it'll probably be more closer to 120 for the loser. Guaranteed they'll get $100. So, you know, for a Sunday that you might normally be playing Madden anyway, or maybe you'll be watching the NBA All-Star game, you can still have that on while you're playing. But someone in a matter of about 5 or 6 hours is going to make $500 and have some fun doing it. So, and if it goes well, we'll do another one in March. You know, we'll pay attention to what is going on in the community. We will certainly keep abreast to the other tournaments and the other things that are going on out there. And we want to be very respectful to, you know, our good friend T-Boy, NJ Rod, our new good friend LAB Productions with Elijah and his brother Manny down there in Virginia doing it right. I've heard rumblings of another league doing an online tournament. Don't want to, you know, step on their toes either. And if they announce something, we'll try to certainly respect their tournament. You know, Paul at Big City Tourneys is doing some good things. So, you know, we're going to keep our eyes open and do our best to not set up something that's going to step on someone else's toes. And, you know, we would only ask the same thing. You know, we think that this community can work a lot better together. It seems as every time we turn around, someone else is starting a league, someone else is starting a Madden show. And hey, I guess that's everybody's right. You know, if that's what you want to do, I guess that's your right. We just really, you know, hope that everybody wants to work together. You know, and try to figure out a way to contribute and not take away. You know, if you dilute things too much, it hurts. You know, you think about, you know, when you want to go get something to eat and there's 15 restaurants. I mean, you know, what are you going to do? You can't eat at all 15, right? But if you want to go get something to eat and there's one nice restaurant and they got everything you want, well, you're going to go there and eat. And, you know, we kind of hope that the community would keep that in mind. Kind of the same thing with the field tournaments. You know, you don't want, you know, anybody just throwing together a tournament. You know, you want people to be mindful of what everybody's trying to accomplish in the community. And you know, the stuff is not as easy as a lot of people might make it seem to be. It's not that easy to just go out there and run a league. Heck, you know, running one league is a challenge. But, you know, to run a seven like we have, I mean, I'm just blessed to have a really good group of dedicated, loyal, committed guys to help out with the EAFL. It's not easy to run a field tournament. You know, shout out to Bobby Storm and Players Bowl, the big ones coming up April 4th. Pre-register, $50 if you register by February 28th. So get on out there and pre-register. But, you know, shout out to everything that they do. And, you know, that stuff's not easy. You get the sponsors and, you know, the equipment and the location and, you know, are you going to have food like T-Boy does or are you not? And the contracts and the prize money and, you know, that stuff's hard. And online tournament's not, you know, it's not that easy either, you know. So these things are not difficult, and I just hope that when people just, you know, off the top of their head decide they want to, you know, they want to jump into the mix and you know, contribute and do something. I just hope that they, you know, they're doing it for the right reason and are doing it to contribute to what the community needs and not to dilute it or to take something away or to unnecessarily compete. So we will certainly keep our pulse on what's going on out there. And as we told you 11 months ago, when there were no other active Madden radio shows, that we wanted to become the voice of the Madden community. And I think we've done a pretty good job at bringing a lot of groups together to talk about some things, helping along with all the efforts of everybody else to reinvigorate what was perceived to be a dying tournament scene. I think we've helped there. And we've also motivated a lot of other people to step up and do leagues and do shows and to do their own thing. And, you know, we're kind of proud that we've been a catalyst to help move some things along. And don't think we're going to sit on our laurels. I've made a decision today that we will, within the next 30 days, be opening our eighth league. Our waiting list is tremendous. And we want to respond to the needs of the community. So within the next 30 days, we will have our eighth league. It will be another 360 league. And we are contemplating opening up a second PS3 league. We have a pretty good aggressive waiting list there. Don't want to bite off more than we can chew, but, you know, the numbers are what they are. So it is not a stretch that by Players Bowl that we could have you know, nine leagues. And frankly, with the 360 demand being what it is, probably could go two more leagues there. But I know the game tends to slow down a bit after the major tournaments. And so I don't want to make it to where we're struggling trying to keep a league going. So right now we will have another league, another EAFL minor league. I don't know what it's going to be called. You know, we try to come up with creative names. We've got Europe. We've got Europe 2. We've got Canada. If anybody has any suggestions on what the next EAFL minor league should be, had some thoughts about Australia, calling it Australia. And remember, guys, these are just names. It's not really geographically connected. So I've had some guys from Canada sign up and say, you know, can we make sure we get into the EAFL Canada League? Well, you know, we're not, you know, it's just a name. I even had a guy on a waiting list just sent in his application from Brazil. I was pretty impressed about that as the EAFL continues to be worldwide. Now let's go to the phones and let's see if I can. Let's see. Well, maybe I don't know who this is. Let's see. Let's go and see who this is. Not sure who this is. 804 area code with a 237 extension. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello. I was just calling in to listen in. I wasn't trying to get through. This is Biz from LAV.
Oh. Okay. Cool. And I see I got your brother in line too. Is he doing the same thing?
Yeah, I'm just if anything get interesting, I just tune in and I just press one and then I can be heard. Or
yeah,
I
think if you press one, it shows me that you want to be heard. So yeah, you can do that.
All right, definitely. I just want to hear it. I'm not near a computer, so I just want to hear it.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks for calling in.
Appreciate it.
All right. And my friend Manny, is that the same with you? You just wanted to listen in, or
yeah.
Did you have a comment?
Yeah, I was.
Listen.
I heard you talk about. Yeah, I want to listen in, but I just want to make this one comment. I heard you talking about that tournament child. So I just got in, so I ain't really catch the details. I might want to enter that zone, but you might have
okay.
a, a, full roster already, but, you know,
not yet. So jump on it. Jump on it. It's not full yet. We just released word actually exactly 24 hours ago. Just before 9 o'clock last night, we published how to join the online tournament. So if you go to EAFLMadden.com, that's our league homepage, and then right there it should jump out in big bolded letters saying I want to join the EAFL Classic, and you click on that, and everything you need to know will be there.
Okay. You already have a venue set up and everything.
This is an online tournament. Going online with our, you know, we have I like to think that we have done some things that have never been done on online leagues, and so now we are segueing back into online tournaments, something we did a few years ago on the PS2 format, and now we're trying it on the 360 format. So Sunday, February 15th, beginning at 11 o'clock, $20 entrance fee. We're taking no money out of this. Everything's going to the winner and the runner-up. And the rules and all that are right on the website, EAFLMadden.com.
All right. Is 11
all right. 11 a.m. 11 a.m. I might have said p.m., but I should have said a.m. 11 a.m. Sunday. It'll run all afternoon, and we project the championship game would be played by roughly 5 o'clock, so, you know, by dinner time, someone's going to have $500 in their pocket.
All right, cool.
All right.
Online.
All right. Hey, we hope you join, brother.
Yeah, I'm trying.
All right. I'll put you back on mute. Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
All right. All right, again, we are the Madden Voice, show number 36. If you're interested in calling in, 347-838-9525, you can email me at themaddenvoice@eaflmadden.com, or you can send me an instant messenger. I'm on AOL right now live, and that's EAFL Commissioner on AOL Instant Messenger. Feel free to give a call and talk about what's going on. Again, we've got Players Bowl coming up April 4th right in Philly. Bobby Storm and the GTP crew are promising to take it home, but there's a lot of people out there that are saying not just yet. And we happen to be joined by someone who may very well be at Players Bowl and may very well be someone to beat at Players Bowl. We are proud and pleased to have from Madden Nation 4, K-Star on the phone with us. K-Star, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Yo, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for calling in. We appreciate it. So I got an easy question for you. Tell us something about the show that we would not have known about. Everybody's seen the show. Everybody knows what went on, you know, what ESPN wanted to show us. But what didn't we see? What went on behind the scenes that we would have been like, no, really?
I mean, there's a lot of funny-ass – first of all, there's a lot of funny-ass arguments on the bus that wasn't even recorded because of explicit nature and what we were discussing. But mainly what was cut – well, they didn't cut it. They just didn't air it – was all the gambling that took place on the bus. People were throwing out money all day long, like playing games or whatever. And that's actually knowing how that's how I was known as the best on the bus because I kept winning these little tournaments we play, like AFC – when the AFC team got together, us five, excluding Yomana because he didn't play in our money tournaments, we just, you know, played money games, had little $20 buy-ins, and whoever, you know, won the whole thing took the whole money, and we pretty much did that every night. We're out in the, you know, hotels and everything. We didn't have much else to do besides go out, and like we did in Bourbon Street, and that was a lot of fun. But ESPN just. They don't show stuff like gambling, like on all the whoever was going to come on the bus after, you know, elimination game, people were always betting on it. They had money literally out on the floor of the bus. But ESPN, of course, wouldn't show that. They wouldn't allow that to be shown.
That's pretty interesting because they'll certainly, you know, I have nothing against ESPN. Coincidentally, I live in Bristol, Connecticut, so I know ESPN pretty well. But they'll certainly show poker all night long, but they wouldn't show they wouldn't show you guys gambling. That's pretty interesting. Now, you know, and I caught, now you kind of slid it in there, but you said your mama did not join into the gambling part of it?
No, not really. I mean, your mama, okay. Here's a little interesting thing about your mama. He was good for the camera when the camera was on him, but you would have sworn when the camera wasn't there that your mama was in there. He was just really quiet when the camera wasn't there, and he just kind of kept to himself. And I don't know, that's kind of how he was. And as far as the money games goes, he wasn't playing all that. He was like, nah, I'm doing that, just because he knew, like, I guess what kind of player he was. But when it comes to saving face and being on camera, that changes people. So
now, you know, and I'm not the best at the game. I'm being honest with you. You know, I run. You know, my strength is building leagues and building relationships, and that's what I do. I'm a bit older than most of the guys, but I still love the game and try to play. But you know, how would you? You know, and I'm not trying to necessarily call him out, but I'm just curious because you did bring him up. How is his game? How is your mama's game, in your opinion? Because he's such a lively personality. He's called into the show. We see him on the message boards. I mean, the guy's got a lot to say. So I would just assume that the guy's got, you know, he's got great stick and, you know, good, you know, solid game. But it sounded like maybe there's some work he needs to do there.
Yeah, a lot of work. He's like, I think True said it best when he said on the show that your mom's the biggest joke in the man community. He's not a very strong player at all. When we were playing, all he was pretty much, we're trying to get him ready for the Dynasty game, and pretty much all he did was run the ball to LT, and there's nothing wrong with that. But when he passed, it was like watching the Raiders offense of this year. It was the worst. He had no reads. He kind of, his pocket presence was the worst I've ever seen. He kind of flailed around the pocket. Like I said, he didn't make reads. He threw in a double coverage. He doesn't really have any stick. He's an average player, but he's an entertaining guy and that's why he got on, you know, Mad Nation, because I knew he'd be good for the little bit of camera that he would be on.
Yeah, well, I mean, he definitely, he's not shy as far as, you know, as far as capping. I mean, he definitely got a lot to say. You know, I give him that, but you know, I and it's funny that you mention him, because I think back to the show and I don't even remember, you know, what all. I mean, I certainly remember you. You know, you were strong. I mean, I'm not just saying it because you're on the show. You were a very strong competitor, and I actually thought you were going to take it. I really did. And I'm sure you did too.
yeah, definitely. I thought it was actually going to be pretty easy. Like I said, we all gambled a lot. We saw what everyone was kind of doing, and I was winning all these games pretty easily, and Gene was always talking about how I was the best on the bus, and, like, someone might said maybe, oh, he was just trying to do it so there'll be a target on your back to get me off, but to get me off the bus, but that's crazy, because, like, I'll put it like this. Gene was on my team in the AFC, but when he saw me lost, you would think he was an NFC player. This kid was going crazy, and I love Gene. Like, we had a lot of fun on the bus. I still keep in contact with him. He's a good friend of mine. But when I lost, like, you see the AFC, like, my own teammates were pretty happy just because they had to deal with me later on, except for RG. You know, RG's the one. Actually, here's a fun fact about the show. Before I played Dynasty, RG was the only one who played me the night before, who practiced me with on the AFC. I don't know what Gene was doing. I think part Gene wanted to see me lose because he knew I was the best on the bus. But at the same time, he liked me and, you know, we always talked and everything. But I don't know, he seemed kind of distant the night before that game. And I don't know, it is what it is. But like I said, I was winning all the money out there on the show. Behind the scenes and everything. So people definitely wanted me gone, and I always felt like 40 G's, and I kind of knew there was a little split, a pack going on before it even officially came out to everyone, but I already knew what was going on as soon as I was on the show, just by watching people and how they actually reacted to everything and seeing, you know, just how they communicate. Like, 40 and Gene were always together regardless of us being an AFC NFC, so you kind of knew what was going on from the get-go.
Right, right. Now, the word for the day almost seems to be crews. Everybody's connected with a different crew, and there's names and acronyms for all the different crews. And every time I go on the message board, I see another crew. And the gentleman known as the captain just joined the corporation, I heard. So, he's now with that crew. Are you connected with a crew?
Yeah, I'm in EMB, which is the Elite Med. I'm
EMB.
Bars and that. So, yeah,
okay.
Hit by Squeeze and Bruss, Big Game James, myself, Drag Racer, Evil Offense, Robert NTO, we're all in that. But actually the reason why I think Cruz got really took off was because last year, Madden 08, we won as a crew 4 challenges last year. This was back when Problem was in EMB and Mark Dog. And we literally won 3 in a row. There really wasn't any crews at the time besides EMB and Game Time Philly, which was kind of a little bit dead. And G-Code, and me and Brusk won the same weekend, and then Mark Dog won the very next challenge, so we'd won 3 in a row, and then before Players Bowl, everything else just kind of started popping off, all these different crews branching out, coming out of the woodworks and everything, probably seeing G-Code's success and EMB's as well.
Now, how did you do, and this is not a dig, because I really don't know how you did. I didn't follow the Madden Challenge as closely as I probably should have with what I do. So this is definitely not a dig, but how did you do overall at the Madden Challenge?
Well, for this year?
Yeah, for this year.
I didn't do that well, actually. I lost, I think I went to 7, and in 4 or 5 of them, I think it was 5 of them, I lost an Elite 8, which to me is not acceptable at all, just because I expect to win, whenever I go to any tournament. But there's a lot of things I would attribute to. I don't want to make an excuse or anything, but I definitely feel like the 2-minute quarter thing really helped a lot of people this year, because it was 2-minute quarters until the Final Four. So it was almost like when you went to Madden Challenge or playing a game of Survivor, because you just had to win, you had to win about 7 or 8 two-minute quarter games just to be in the Final Four to play an actual legit game. And I couldn't do it. I'm not really a good 2-minute quarter player. I kind of like to play fast and pass the ball a lot, and that wasn't really how the game is designed, especially in a 2-minute quarter game for this year. But I definitely, bounced back. I won a major in Keno Stakes and a few other tournaments, but I guess the Madden Challenge really wasn't my hand this year. And actually, it's funny, and we had found out about the Madden Challenge schedule this year while we were still on the bus, and about the new format. And I found it interesting because Big Gene, who's won 5 in a row up until this year, had even said that, he wasn't going to go to maybe more than 2 this year because of the new format. That traveling, it's all kind of like, it really truly is a gamble this year with how the 2-minute quarters were set up to a Final Four. And as you saw, Gene, I think, went to 2 challenges this year, and he came up short, and he didn't even bother traveling to any other challenge, which is weird considering, Gene's probably the greatest Madden player of all time, and fees when we go out there and compete. And right. I don't know.
Yeah, I like Gene. I actually played him in Philly.
To my detriment,
but he was a good sport about it. We actually had a pretty decent game. I actually, I don't know that he put the pedal to the metal on me. He said he did, but I don't know. Something told me that he just kind of cruised through our game. But he was a good sport about it, which is, which is what I like about it, because there's so many in the community that just aren't. So when you meet somebody of that caliber and they're a good sport.
He really is.
What would you change? We have, I guess a good time for me to shout out to the Madden Lab in Gambino and Duke. That's where we house our forums, and appreciate the partnership with Gambino and Duke. And, Madden Lab is certainly a hub of information about the game and tournament scene and pretty much anything you want to find about Madden. If you come to the Madden Lab, you'll find it, and you'll meet a lot of the Madden superstars, because a lot of them post over there. And, I know K-Star posts over there as well. But, one of the threads that we had down in our forums that kind of got some good attention around from people in TML was, a discussion about the 09 game, and I had made some comments about, you know, kind of my personal frustrations with the lack of originality. I've played Madden my whole life and been active in the online community for a few years and just can really remember so much originality in the game and just going, you know, playing in the 05 Madden Challenge, and you just never knew what you were going to get when you played somebody, and you know, it was, even if you got whooped, it was still, it was an enjoyable game because you always saw some, wow, I didn't know a guy could do that, and, you know, people were creative and innovative, and I don't see that this year. I see very limited, you know, what's your thoughts on?
My thoughts is this year's game, I don't even know if it's so much the game. I mean, the curl, like the whole curl, we knew it was a problem on the bus. Me and Gene, like, we're laughing. I was trying to find ways to stop it. This is probably the second day on the bus we found how deadly the curl was and just how ridiculous it was. I think that has a little bit to do with it, with how easy it is, and you really don't need an offensive scheme that's cute or has reads or anything, but I'm really starting to think a lot of it is because, and what's on the side a lot, the Madden Lab and, you know, other tournament type catered Madden sites like that. And another part of me thinks it's also because of Gamer Saloon, because, you know, a lot of people play on Gamer Saloon now and they try to make money online, which is cool, but it naturally, if you get beat by someone, say if you play a $10 game and this person just destroys you and you see some stuff you like, you're probably more than likely going to jock it. So I think, like I said, a part of it is because 09 is kind of real bland and how easy it is. This is easily, by far and away, the most simple Madden game of all time, which I'm also concerned about with EA's direction because I think they're doing this on purpose. But like I said, I think it's a crossbreed between how easy the game is and how much people, how many people are looking at the Madden Lab and on Gamer Saloon and let go to these things, and people don't need to be original anymore.
Well, you make a good point. Let me also bring on another Madden Nation 4 contestant, and certainly well known to the Madden community. And if you go to any of the major tournaments, I don't know, brother's probably about 6'3 or so, so you certainly see him standing over most people. But let me welcome RG to the show. RG, welcome to the Madden Voice.
Thanks, man. What's up?
What's up, RG?
Who's that, K-Star?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
What's up, man? I thought that was you. I called in and I just heard talking. I just was like, I'm just going to shut up until they call my name.
Yeah.
What's good with y'all?
I was actually telling them about some stuff going on in Madden Nation Season 4 behind the scenes and everything, and how it was funny to me because the night before the Dynasty game, you were really the only one who was actually playing with me, and kind of like the only person who was really a part of the trying to help me out or whatever on the bus, you know?
Yeah, man. So, the bus was crazy. The way they set the show up, man, I mean, I don't think they really knew what they were doing, but I guess they'll live and they'll learn. I think those come back with it, but yeah, it did suck the way they set it up, but I think they'll come back with a strong season, you know. But yeah, it was messed up, man, and the messed up thing about it is I was cool with Truth too. Like, I probably knew Truth a little bit more than I knew K-Star before I went on Madden Nation. I was cool with K-Star, but I still had to help K-Star Lab before he even played Truth, just because he was on my team, so like, I wasn't just going to leave my teammate out there to dry. That's not the kind of person I am, so
yeah,
they put us in a lot of weird predicaments.
Yeah, it was a great. I think overall it was a good show, but it just kind of a lot of, like, the stuff behind the scenes that it was just real kind of grimy a little bit, and how it was set up.
Yeah, it was a messed up setup.
Now, RG,
it was fun though. What's up, man?
K-Star had mentioned our good friend Yo Mama. And I was wondering your thoughts on, K-Star had said that, you know, when the camera turned off, Yo Mama became a different person. You know, when the camera was on, he was the Yo Mama that everybody sees and hears. But when the cameras were off, it was just like he was a different person. And then on the sticks, you know, left a little bit to be desired. It was a bit surprising. Did you have any, you know, do you agree with that, or?
I mean, the thing with Yo Mama is I thought he was a good dude. Like, at the end of the day, I felt like he was there for TV and stuff, but of course he's going to look out for his best interest. If he could get on the show, he's going to try to get on the show. I can't be mad at him for that, but it would be nice if they put more of a concern in making sure they grab players to be on the show that really, like, deserve it, that put a lot of time and effort and money into traveling to the tournament, supporting their team. It would be good if they could really just consistently grab those guys, the guys that really work for it, and make sure they, like, get all of them on the cast, a strong cast of all competitive players. And I think that would be really interesting. But I can't be mad at Yo Mama for making his way on the show, and you know what I mean? I don't know how serious he was about the game, but, I mean, he just went out there and did his thing, I guess.
I mean, yeah, he was on the show, so, I mean, you know, you certainly can't hold it against him for actually getting on the show and doing his thing, so, you know, I just know he has a certain public image of him, and it's interesting to hear some other things. RG, and, you know, K-Star had also talked about some behind-the-scenes thing. With anything that you could share with us that maybe the cameras didn't show us that, you know, would interest, you know, the Madden community about what goes on behind the scenes when you guys are actually making the show?
The thing is about the show is most reality shows, like the people that come on there, they all kind of meet each other for the first time and whatnot. But, like, the thing with us on the show is we're already, like, known each other for a long time. So you got people like me and Neff on different teams on the show. You know what I'm saying? But
right.
In all reality, that's my friend. Like, that's my dude. When the cameras are off, like, I'm going to go chill in Neff's room. You know what I mean? If I get a chance to play the game, I'm probably going to go play the game with Neff. Like, because that's my dude. You know what I'm saying? But you do got to divide by the show part of it and look out for your teammates and meet all the new people and stuff. But at the end of the day, when the cameras were off, it's like you're just chilling with, like, all your friends. Like, the cast is just, like, people you've known for years. So it's like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's nice, though. Well, that's got to make it even worth it more to know that, you know, you're with guys that you know, make it more comfortable. You know, you got this big super conglomerate ESPN doing this reality show, but you still got your boys around you. So that's got to be nice.
Yeah, exactly.
So how did you do this year in the and again, this is not, you know, I'm not calling anybody out. I'm just I really am not. I know who won, obviously, because it was all over, you know, ESPN and the boards and stuff. So I know, I know what happened down in Turks. But prior to Turks, how did you do, RG?
What do you mean in the tournament in Turks or like at the Madden Challenges?
Well, both.
I went to like a bunch of cities at the beginning of the year. I actually got a sponsor for me and a couple of my friends, the ThumbMonkey.com, ThumbMonkey Team ThumbMonkey. And that was cool. So we got to go to a bunch of, like, the early cities, a couple of my friends' snag cities. So I knew it was a matter of time before I grabbed one. I finally got one, like, the second day in Philly, which was – I was really happy because I've been doing this for a long time. So, you know, like even though you lose, you know – like, one thing I know in Madden, when it's somebody's day, it's somebody's day. And, like, I know it's a lame expression. Every dog has his day. So I knew my day would come. So I just stuck with it and – that's how I want my city.
Okay. I was actually there that day, too.
Oh, yeah.
I was there. We had about 16 from the EAFL there that day. So.
Can I ask you a question? What exactly, like, I always hear EAFL. I guess you guys are a league or something. Can you kind of break down what that is to me, like, real quick?
I sure can. The EAFL is an online Madden league. We started 3.5 years ago doing tournaments in the middle of the night, and about 15 guys just doing tournaments every night and just getting into the game. And we decided we wanted to do more than tournaments and turned it into a league, online league format. And about 2 years ago, Actually, we did it the first time was later that year in 05. We actually got a handful of guys together and said, hey, you know, let's go to the Madden Challenge and just kind of rep the EAFL. And we got to meet each other. And over the years now, it's turned into, right now we have 7 online leagues, but we also have, you know, our kind of traveling crew where we get, you know, a lot of guys that go out to the different tournaments, and they do pretty well. I mean, we haven't, one of our guys just won a tournament down in Virginia last week, you know, but, you know, we haven't won a regional MC yet, but, you know, our day is coming. But it's just, you know, a couple hundred guy crew, man, and it's just, it's really turned into something really strong.
That's what it's all about, man, you know what I'm saying? That's what it's all about.
I've seen a bunch of EFL guys at tournaments this year. At Kansas State, so I believe there's like 3 or 4 of them. At Columbus Joints, they were there. You know, obviously, men challenges. So they go out to tournaments, which is good.
That's what's up. I never really played in an online league. Them things only sound fun, man. I just joined one. You know, I'm just going to check it out and see how they are.
Yeah, I mean, why not? I mean, that's how I look at it. Is, I mean, if you can join, if you got the time, you know, and you can join a league, man. I mean, I think that it's worth it. You know, if you have the time, and you'd be surprised. I mean, I think, you know, one of the things that impressed me was a guy from the online community actually made it to the finals. You know, the captain. I mean, he won the online and MC, and he actually, you know, now I don't know anything about the guy. He spent about 2 weeks in my league, and then when he got the invite to join the corporation, he respectfully bowed out of my league. So, you know, that I don't know much about the guy. But, you know, it was still good to see someone from the online community go and do well.
You're right. That's good. Like, that should show everybody out there, like, just show up to tournaments and see what you can do. You know what I'm saying? Even if you lose the first tournament you go to, like, stay for the championship game and see what you got to do to get better. Like, if you really want to do it, like, anybody can make it happen. You know what I'm saying? And he proved it.
Yeah.
I don't really get a chance to talk to K-Star that much, so I got to ask him real quick. You going to that tournament, K-Star, right? February 22nd?
Yeah, Columbus.
Yeah, yeah. Good luck.
I appreciate it. Yeah, it's for that's what I went to was like a month and a half ago. I lost in the finals to Delph in a real close game. So.
I said he told me you were good at the game too.
Yeah, we had a good game. It was cool. Actually, I played a few EFL guys over there also. And actually, it was a really good tournament. They had like 40 people there last time I was there. And I don't know, this one's going to be even better just because it's 4,000, so a lot of people are going to be there. I guess all Game Top Philly is going to be there. And actually, me and I guess Fizzy Freddy are supposed to play for a stack, so.
Oh, yeah. I seen him play too. He's good, man. Good luck. Yeah, I wish I could go down there. I haven't been playing the game enough to, you know, I'll go to Players Ball, but that's it. Y'all would probably, I'd get rocked right now.
Yeah,
you gotta stay
and
down
the there. February 22nd tournament, for everybody who's interested, that's Big City Tournaments. And there's information on the Madden Lab if you're interested in attending. And, and guys, I mean, you know, the EAFL is starting to get a little small online tournament. You know, it's not as big and prestigious as Players Bowl and some of these other tournaments, but, you know, it's kind of our contribution to just give people another shot to win some money. And it's this Sunday. If you go to EAFLMadden.com, there's a big link. It says, I want to play in the EAFL Classic. Click on it, and everything you need to know is there. Winner's guaranteed $500. Loser's going to get at least $100. It's one afternoon, right in the comfort of your own house. You ain't got to leave and go nowhere. And we're not taking any money out of the pot. So all the money that everybody pays $20, and it all goes to the winner and the runner-up. So, you know, if either one of you guys are interested, we'd love to have you. And anybody else out there listening, you know, again, it's just something we're doing to give back to the Madden community, you know, give people a chance to play some more competitive Madden and, you know, kind of one more tune-up because the big one's Players Bowl. That's the one everybody's looking forward to. And so all of these tournaments coming up is kind of like, okay, getting everybody sharp and getting everybody ready for April 4th.
Yep. I'll definitely join that. That sounds like a good way to get ready, too, for real, to be honest. Like you said, some good competitive Madden from the comfort of your own home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you can't be that, man. You sit home in your boxer shorts, man, make yourself a steak or something, you know. You know, crack yourself open your favorite beverage. I ain't going to say what it is, but, you know, whatever it is, crack it open. Hey, have a good day, you know. Now, let me ask you guys, you know, either one of you, when you're not playing Madden, you know, I've read your bios on ESPN there, and I know when it's right in the middle of tournament time, you know, pretty much it's all about Madden. But, you know, when you're getting away from the game and it's like, okay, I need to put these things down for a little while and just unwind and relax, what do you guys do for fun?
RG, you go ahead.
I'm just regular. I got friends like everybody else, you know, chill. I work, you know what I'm saying? But, like, right now it's, like, regular. Like, I could leave the house and I could just go about everything, like, you know what I mean? But when the game first comes out, it's, like, a problem. Like, me buying Madden, like a fiend buying a year supply of heroin for $60. Like, you know, I just chilling with my friends. I shouldn't even be thinking about Madden. I'll think of a play. I'm like, yo, I'll check y'all later. I'll get from everybody. But I'm just like,
right
now it's not bad. I could just go out and have a good time like anyone else would. You know what I'm saying?
RG, how bad was it with us fiends, yo, when the game was out?
All I gotta say is 40 G's. That was just the
funniest. God.
40 G's is the funniest guy. That was some good behind the scenes stuff. When he asked about the behind the scenes stuff, 40 G's is the funniest. He might be funnier than his brother, and his brother's like a famous comedian. Like, this guy is hilarious, man.
Yo, he was on that. He would take the game in high. Like, honestly, we had two copies. This man would wait for his holding teammates to fall asleep, get up in the middle of the night, play his game to death, and as soon as someone wakes up, he'd tell him to go back to sleep so he can play some more. This dude was crazy. He was like E.T. He had like a blanket over his head the whole time, too, when he played his game. So he had a blanket on him and like a drink.
You know what was out of hand when the man wasn't drinking anything but Starbucks cappuccinos? Like,
oh, yeah.
Like, he wouldn't drink nothing but Starbucks. Like, yo, y'all go, yeah, I mean, yo, just bring me back some Starbucks, the big one. And she was up. Like,
he would not, we're not exaggerating. He would not leave the room. He would not. He would sit there in his little nest, his pillow, his blanket. He would have his cappuccino, and he would be on the game 24/7. It was amazing.
Yeah, that was funny.
Well, you know, I read something, and RJ, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that you actually played Madden, other than catching a nap here and there, for 3 days straight.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really did. It was my friend. It was my dude that I first got on the scene with, Big Laugh. He used to do real good at tournaments. He'll be back. He got the game early, and, like, I wasn't working. I wasn't doing nothing. Like, I was real hungry, like, coming on the scene. He got the game early. I literally stayed at his house for 2 days straight, like, when he went to work playing the game, and then borrowed the game and took it to my house for another day, and then that was it. Like, no sleep, maybe like a 15-minute cat nap. It was bad.
Yeah. No, that's how I always went on the bus, too. Like, I remember RG, like, you'd take a 15-minute nap or whatever, and he'd be up playing the rest of the night, and then same with me, and
yeah,
you know,
I remember
pretty much all of us.
I woke up from a chair, and this dude, K-Star and Gina, sitting there manual catching curl routes, and I'm just like, this is what happens when you fall asleep for, like, 5 or 10 minutes. Like, you just...
Yeah, RG's like, yo, what are y'all doing? That was the second day.
Yo, I grabbed the remote immediately, like, yo.
Yeah.
This is crazy.
Yeah.
Now, do you guys think, is that, I mean, and I've, you know, you guys are on now, we've had Dynasty, we've had Little Man, we've had Big Game James, and I'm sure I'm missing some people, so I apologize if I'm missing anybody else that's been on the show, but we've had some of your colleagues on the show, and most of them pretty much saying the same thing that you guys are saying. Most of them are pretty much saying, you know, when they're on top of their game, you know, they're labbing, you know, 8-10 hours a day. I mean, it's pretty much almost like a full-time job they're spending. Do you think that's the difference between most of you guys and, you know, the average Madden baller?
The best way I could answer that is, it sounds weird, but that's the big difference early in the year when you're going to these first Madden challenges. Because the Madden challenge might happen like a month after the game comes out. So the average person in a month hasn't played that much. By now, everybody's caught up. You've had enough. There's only so much you could learn But when you cram that much in that early and you go to all these early challenges, that's when you have, like the real advantage is early on. That's the best way I can put it from my experience.
Yeah, I agree with that. You just kind of try to learn every single little bit of nuance about the game as quickly as you can, and you pretty much just try, like RG said, cram everything in and build a scheme that you think is good for you, that you can make reads with, and also if you can find an exploit or two to kind of manipulate and take advantage of as much as you can, and all in the while, trying to keep it between you and your crew or whoever so it doesn't get out to anyone else, so no one else kind of gains an edge other than yourself, of course.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, when you guys, you know, it's early in the game, you know, and Madden 2010, we're at the early stages of hearing things about the I don't know what to call it, because we've been saying 05, 06, 07, 08, 09, so I guess, you know, can't say 010, so I don't know, the Madden 2010 game or
Madden 10
whatever
is
we want to
call it
now,
I think, Madden 10.
Madden 10, okay. But, you know, we're hearing things about the Madden 10. We've heard procedural awareness. There's some IGN and YouTube, whatever, some videos out on it. And, you know, as we start to hear things about the game, and, you know, do you guys with your, you know, kind of your stature, do you guys communicate to, you know, any of the people, you know, you've got your connection with Madden Nation, you've got, you know, there's a community leaders program. You know, do you guys say, hey, you know, I've been playing this game, I'm one of the top guys in the nation, you know, my thoughts on the game are, if you want to make the game better, had you guys considered, or do you guys just sit back like the rest of us and wait for the game to come out?
I kind of also want to be a little bit more proactive this year, because I think this game is pretty bad. It's so easy, but I mean, don't get me wrong, it's fun, but it's pretty bad compared to like Madden 07 and stuff like that. But usually I kind of just chill back and read the news along with everyone else and just see what's new and what's not.
You guys probably know more about 2010 than I do at this point. I haven't heard anything about it, but. I just keep my ears open whenever I could read something. But an interesting thing I did have is when I was out in Turks, I actually missed a day in Turks. I got stuck at the airport, and one of the people I was stuck at the airport with was this guy, John, and he was the writer for ESPN.com. That was he was the one that was going down there to write the article that's on ESPN.com and everything. So I started talking to him, and he was saying how he does this thing every year. He gets the game like a month early and gets to spend 24 hours with it and write an article, 24 hours of Madden, just like playing it. And I said, you know what, you should do that 24 hours with a pro. That way when you write the article, the people that are going to look at the articles are the hardcore fans. You know what to tell them, like, what's in the game so far. You know what I'm saying? How the manual catching is, this and that. And he thought it was a really good idea, so maybe we'll try to work that out. And that's a good way to get, like, a real good input for EA, you know what I'm saying? Actually have someone that knows what we're all looking for go play the game and, like, get into it and cram it all in. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Right.
I don't understand why EA doesn't hire like one of us to find these exploits now. I think they did like quite a few years ago. I think it was Sandman. I don't know. I wasn't playing back then. But
I've heard Sandman done it. That guy Dcast used to play the game, and he's like he got a nice desk job over there and all that right now, I guess. So I mean, I'm pretty sure they know what they're doing, but. I think they just, if they want these things that they come out, they'll tell us to do these. But the people that are going to look at these articles are the hardcore gamers. Like, we want to know the new feature, but we want to know how the manual catching is.
Yeah.
Are we going to be able to nano, like, and then we'll really read the article, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we just kind of look for, like, the actual gameplay itself. We don't really care about what's going on, like already said, the new features. We're just kind of looking to see what we can look at right away and see, oh, okay, this is how you can do this. We're just trying to see, like, how the game's going to play. That's all that matters to us, is how the game plays and what we can do with
new
it.
New features are kind of cool sometimes, though. I do like them. Like, the main new feature is always good. I'm interested to see what they're going to do with that this year, actually. I have, if any of y'all know anything about that, like, let me know, because I have no clue.
Well, we'll see if we can get some feedback while we, you know, we happen to, as I, and, you know, good time to reset real quick for everybody. You're calling the Madden Voice, and if you want to call in, it's 347-838-9525, 347-838-9525. I'm on AOL Instant Messenger, EAFL Commissioner, or you can send me an email if that's easiest at the Madden Voice at EAFLMadden.com. We are pleased to have RG and Cornstar, or K-Star, excuse me, from Madden Nation 10 and well-known in the tournament scene, two of the top guys in the Madden community. You play these guys, you're going to lose. That's just the bottom line. And just as a side note, in our chat room, we have Phil Frazier from EA Sports happened to check in, and we're happy to see Phil there. And he asked if I can actually see him in the chat room, and I can. So if he has any comments, he was invited to call into the show, but he said he just wanted to listen in and get a feel for things. So
I'm sorry, wait. Who did you say was listening right now?
Phil Frazier
is he?
In our chat room.
Okay.
Right now, in our chat room.
I really need to get this out. Phil, listen. If there's any way possible, bro, you have got, and I beg, you've got to make this game. I'm sure you heard a million times before, like PS2 in terms of responsiveness, in terms of manually catching. Like, all right, I'll put it like this, Phil. My favorite game ever, not even from a tournament standpoint, is Madden 2007 because of how fluent the game moved and how realistic the user catching was, and how, I mean, it really didn't have too many exploits or anything. It was just a really good, fun game where you can, I don't know, man. Just make it like Madden 07, please.
You know what? I think that's a good point.
Great game. Honestly, that's the best. That's probably my favorite game of all time. Like, I play the games. Madden 07 was just, I mean, like, there's rocket catching now. You know, there was before. That game, to me, took the most skill, and people love that game. Like PS2, even now, still has such a strong fan base because of the gameplay itself. And they're going, like, Madden 09 was a step in the right direction. Definitely. But there's just, if they keep tweaking it, they want to get it right. And I'm just hoping they get it like that again. At least that's my thoughts on it.
Well, I'll tell you, I think you've hit a good accord with Phil. His note is that he worked on Madden 07, so clearly he would know you know what's involved in 07, and you know that's been a pretty steady feel that for the PS2 game, 07 was the best game, and if we can get the 10 game. With the next gen.
It's like I said, like another thing about 07 and just, you know, PS2 Madden in general, it was about, like, timing with your catches. Like, you had to be smart when you played the game, you know, if you're a good player. And it was just a fun, you know, fun game. And, like, now it's like on Xbox 360, you just can hold Y and run to the ball and just call curl. I mean, it's dumb, but... No, that's cool. I didn't know you worked on Madden 07, but yeah, that was definitely my favorite edition of Madden since I've been playing.
No, I agree with you. And, you know, and I will say this, and just out of respect, that, you know, where we've seen the next gen game come in 3 years is incredible. Each year the game takes great strides, and I think they've done a great job of progressing the game, and thus our big expectations for the 10 game. You know, now we're expecting a killer for 10, and you know,
I was kind of thinking, like, if you think about it, I think this would be the equivalent of PS2's Madden 04, 05, would it be 04 or 05? Like, in how, in terms of how many years they've been on the system, and how they kind of make, like, a really great game, and I felt like 09 was it was a fun game, but there's a lot of, you know, things that could be improved about it. I know me personally, like, I expect this, let's see, it's going to be the 6th, 7th, 8th, like the 5th or 6th game on the 360, so I have really high expectations for this game just because, like, of how many years, you know, it's been on the 360 now, and like, I think 09, like I said, was a step in the right direction, and I don't know, I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Ian Cummings and Phil Frazier took over Madden 09 over David Ortiz, and I felt like you could tell a big difference in that, even though they kind of came in a little late, I think. But I think it's headed in the right direction, like I said before, and I just have huge expectations for Madden 10.
I agree. We had a gentleman from Chris from Operation Sports come on the show last week and actually spent about a half an hour and gave us some insights, and they have a pretty strong relationship with EA Sports. And I think one of the things that I was encouraged about as a member of this community is that they have EA Sports and Tiburon and, you know, these gentlemen have really vowed to be, as they develop the game, it's full disclosure. You know, as they come out with stuff, we're going to hear about it. It's not going to be this big underground secret of what's in the game. And they're really going to be listening to us. They're going to listen to, and I guess that's evidenced by Phil brought, you know, coming into the show. So they're putting their money where their mouth is, but also on the message boards, you know,
Adamania
Steve
last
well.
Year, had a guy named, I think it was either Ian or Phil. I just remember that kind of started that they were on there responding to questions and stuff about the game of 09 kind of early, which I thought was cool. But go ahead. I'm sorry. I cut you off.
No, I was just saying, I mean, I think that by doing that and getting feedback from all of us, I think is going to be helpful for them and hearing, you know, the true hardcore gamer, like you guys, like guys in my league that eat, sleep, drink, you know, Madden, like guys on, a lot of the guys on TML, a lot of guys in Game Time Philly, a lot of guys in your crews that, you know, swear by the game, and to really hear from them, you know, what's missing, what could be improved. It just sounds like we're headed down the right path here. It just sounds early on like we really, really are.
Fair to say they got to bring the formation shift back?
Oh, yeah.
I have not heard that yet. I read that on the boards myself, but I don't know if that's a rumor or if that's true.
Yeah. No,
formation shift, yeah.
Hopefully they look into that. I mean, there was a point when it was there and we asked to not have it, and now that it's not there, just blatantly makes the game like a little bit worse. It would be real nice for them to put that.
Yeah, it's kind of stale without
that
formation.
Wasn't that
cause
of all those unbumpables? Wasn't that the cause of all the unbumpable routes that people were using?
It did. Go ahead, RG.
The reason I like it is because I'll get to the unbumpables, but first it's like, so I play the game right now with no formation shift. You play the game right now, there's not much of like a new offense you could really find. When you're formation shift, then it's like you could constantly just play the game and find new playbooks, and each play could be ran a million different ways, so you could actually go into practice mode. I don't know how in-depth people would get into that, but I know a lot of people would like to mess around with it, I feel. And as far as the unbumpables, I mean, it makes you scheme more on defense, because if you knew the way to stop an unbumpable back then, you could manually, individually bump people, so you could back the guy.
Or you didn't even have to bump.
Yeah, or you didn't have to bump. But
that's why it's called unbumpables.
If you didn't want them to touch you, you could just manually bump it. Exactly. You know what I mean? It makes you scheme a little more on defense. And
yeah.
I don't know. I think it's a good aspect of the game. They do it in the real NFL. You hear them talking about it on Sunday. It's Madden. So.
Yeah.
The game is supposed to be realistic.
Like with Peyton, you know, he audibles around and everything, finds
yeah,
the equipment, defense, formation shifting around, trying to get mismatches, his initial read, all that stuff. You know, obviously it'd be great if formation shift didn't cause any of that. But I think with formation shift, what it does is it gets people to still be hungry in the year. People are still going to play the game to death. Not that people aren't still playing it, but people are always going to have fun, new, exciting, you know, things to look forward to, kind of be their own offensive coordinator, you know, and like, kind of, you know, get their Bill Walsh on to develop your own kind of schemes or whatever, you know?
Well, you make some good points. I also want to shout out to Paul from Big City Tournaments is in our chat room, so shout out to Paul. And I do want to thank Steve, the CEO of Operation Sports, as well for graciously working with us last week on the show. I didn't mention him earlier when I talked about Chris, but Steve was wonderful to the EAFL and even allowed us to, you know, advertise the show, and we really appreciate it. You know, again, our hope here, even with the influx of new radio shows that people are doing, we still want to continue to be the hub. We want to be the ones that deliver the news to the Madden community, what's going on. And
right.
we certainly offer this show as a venue. You know, if EA Sports wants to use our show as a vehicle of communications, whether it's to come on and talk about features or whether it's to get feedback from the community, I mean, we're here. You know, we're set up and ready to go. We've got the largest audience of any Madden show out there, so you're definitely going to get, you know, get to the Madden baller through the Madden voice. So we're here for that. That's what we're trying to accomplish. I had another question for you guys, I know what I wanted to ask you guys. I'm a big football fan. I mean, as many of us that play Madden are also big football fans. I'm sorry?
I'm just talking about the Steelers. Go ahead.
You know what? I'm a huge Dallas Cowboy fan, but I got to take my hat off to the Steelers now. I mean, six Super Bowls. I mean, I can't, you know, nothing I can say except congratulations. You guys did it, you know.
It was crazy.
It means a good win. But, you know, you guys both played, you know, NFL players. And K-Star, you played Bob Sanders, who I think is one of the best safeties in the league. And RG, you played Braylon Edwards, who kind of had a down year, but I think overall he's still a good wide receiver and has a great career ahead of him. But besides their pro, you know, their pro stuff, I mean, could these guys really – the way the show made it look like, you pretty much wiped the floor with these guys, but was it really that bad, or did they have to make it that way? The show where these guys – do you guys have any skills on the game?
Go ahead, RG.
Well, the funny thing is, before I played Braylon, I didn't notice at the time, but the one of the guys that I went to meet Braylon with, Brian Richardson, he said he was in Indianapolis the day before, and the guy beat his guy by like 8. It was
84.
Like
84-0.
Yeah, he said he beat him 84 points. He's like, so let's see if you can top that. And I'm just in my head like, there's no way I'm topping 84 points, and Braylon just blatantly doesn't play Madden, you know. He said he would have seen me in fight night, and I ended up beating him. Like, I scored more than 84, so that was the goal, but it was funny that it was actually like K-Star. I was going after his record, so. He blatantly didn't play Madden, you know. He was just doing it for fun. He was cool, but I don't know. I wish I got to play him on the fight night, because he swore by that he was nice. So I don't know. I think I would have got at him though.
Yeah, Bob Sanders. His brother was there when we were playing, and his brother, I guess, is actually a pretty avid Madden player. But when me and Sanders were playing, you know, Bob, it was pretty bad. He doesn't play Madden much either. You know, he says he plays it maybe once every month, just to, you know, for fun when he gets bored or whatever. And, I mean, the game we played kind of reflected that. We played 3-minute quarters, and it was 84-0. And I made sure when I played him, I would have picked the Patriots anyway, but when he was a Colt, I thought that was funny because I was New England or whatever. But, Bob didn't really play the game that much at all. He just tried to run around with himself and hope for the best. But his brother kind of, you know, his brother was asking me about tips and everything on Madden and everything, because I guess he plays online all the time. And I taught him how to do the 4-6 bear when I left and everything. So he was all over that. And 4-6 bear in a way, of course, I'm sure, as RG knows, because, you know, the crew was the one who kind of came out with it. The 4-6 bear was just a straight,
shout
insane,
out to the
instant. Yeah, instant heat blitz right away. Yeah.
And by the way, we did get in the chat room, Phil did post that there has been no formal announcement on formation shifts yet. So right now it's just rumor, but
I just mean, like, one day I heard them talking about it in the NFL game. Like, they literally, like, broke down the formation shift, like, because I forget what team did it, and I was like, I mean, I feel it should blatantly be in the game.
Yeah. And another thing, you know, I'm glad Phil's listening. And like I said, I just hope they, you know, they try to get it as much as they can, you know, like manually feeling like Madden 2007 and the way it played. Because if you think about it, and RG, you probably agree with me on this, Madden 07, it really didn't have too many exploits or anything. It was just like a straight fun game. Like, this is how it pretty much went. If you clicked on your receiver, you know, you just try to get in position on a DB, and you get a regular jump animation. and there was no real gimmicks with it. There was a little bit of quick pass, but other than that, it's like was the cleanest Madden in a tournament standpoint we had, and in my opinion, it was the most fun with how fluid it was and just how the game overall played, and, you know, of course, it had formation shifts, but I thought it was, you know, terrific, so I hope that they kind of bring the manual response on this like it was in Madden 07 to...
Would be nice. Just fix Vic if he comes back. 07's Vic was too much. That was like a running back, like 40 yards. You got people
Michael Vick
down with Lee. It was a headache. But 07 was a good format. I think you're right. I mean, there's definitely things they could add on, like new animations and stuff. But I agree. That's a good format. Can't really complain about that game.
Now, you guys took two of the top guys in the game right now, and, you know, the general perception out there is that top guys, even though you guys do lab a lot, but the perception, and I'm not saying it's a perception from myself, but the perception from the average Madden guy is you guys are looking for the exploits in the game, you're looking for the holes in the game. But what I'm hearing from you guys is really – You want a game, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you guys really want a strategy game. You want a real solid NFL football game where it's my strategy against yours, my stick against yours, and let's just see who's better.
Yeah, exactly. There's times I want to go out and coach my city's like high school football team, you know, the strategy would be great.
Yeah, and that's why we talk about formation shifts, because that brought an element of strategy with coming up with your own reads and nice, you know, dot routes, as we call them, you know, just, you know, quick reads and coming up with your own scheme. And, you know, we don't, at least me personally, I'd rather have the game, just like I said, with PS2 manual catching, not stupid curl rocket catch, you know, anything like that. Like I said, Mano sent to me was the most clean, fun, strategy-based man there was. And it basically was my stick against your stick and my strategy against your strategy. Let's see what happens. And that's the way the game is at its best.
Since we're on the subject of just throwing what we think should be in the game, I feel like I got to say it. One thing that I think would be nice in Madden would be, I know they got like Spotlight a player, is Spotlight a running back? People complain about the fullback dive and stuff.
In
the NFL, if you know a running back's running, you're just going to swarm him. Like 07 did have a good run commit. They should make it so if you want to blatantly stop the run, you could blatantly key on to what running back you want to key on to and go after him. But by doing that, you're just going to leave coverage blatantly open down the field. But if you want to blatantly lock your guys onto a running back, you should be able to do that.
Yeah, and this year, another thing about 09 was the effectiveness, the over-effectiveness of the fullback dive, where it seemed like anyone could pick up the game and run a fullback dive and get 5 yards of pop, especially at the beginning of the year. It was really disappointing, to say the least. To me, in RG, or, you know, anyone who plays the game regularly and, you know, consider themselves a good player, is like, I'm run committing. I'm trying to, I'm trying to do all I can to stop a fullback dive? Like, really?
Yeah. No, it's not even run commit. Like, in real life, if I'm a coach and I go tell my linebackers, like, y'all, go watch Marion Barber, and if he comes up the field, make sure you hit him instantly. Like, my players are going to go try to, like, they're going to key on Marion Barber. You know what I mean? It's like, you should just be, I think it would just add a more realistic in-depth thing to the, I don't know, maybe I should go get NFL head coach or something, I don't know.
No, but you know what, though? I got a couple of points. One is, I personally think the fullback dive is a bigger issue, my opinion only, than the rocket catch, or, curls and rocket catching. Because when someone can take Steve Smith on the Panthers and put him at fullback and get 5 or 6 yards every single play, that's just a problem. Yeah. That's a problem for me.
That's bad.
But, you know,
just let your players key on to them. That's all you got to do to fix it. If you're going to spotlight someone, make sure they spotlight that person, whether it's a run play or a pass play.
You make a good point. You make a good point that maybe
a pass play, you know?
the spotlight feature should just be whoever you want it to be. You know, if you got –
you could shade people. I mean, it was beautiful.
Yeah, I remember that. I remember that.
Speaking of which, Arch, I'm glad you said something about shade. If there's any way we can get individual bump and just more strategic things like that, that'd be cool. You know, we're talking about 07, 06 again. Yeah, you know, that was cool. And, like, we're talking about the fullback dive. I mean, if you think about Madden 09 in a nutshell, pretty much anyone who's even played the game online to a certain degree even realize this, that fullback dive and curls, I mean, let's face it, anyone can do that. You know, it doesn't take much skill, and it really is like putting Steve Smith at fullback, stuff like that. It's really ridiculous. It shouldn't be that hard to stop a fullback dive.
It's not the player's fault, though. You can't be mad at people for trying to progress themselves in the game.
Not at all.
They're making do with what they got. The beautiful thing is we don't have formation shift to find unbumpables and stuff at the point, so it limits the playing field as of right now. And you know what? Players ball might actually be a hit because of that this year. There's going to be a lot of people going thinking they have a legitimate shot. So
because of how easy the game is. I understand. I agree with that. Yeah.
But there's definitely some things like if you want to stop a fullback dive, you should be able to stop a fullback dive. You should be
the run commit.
Do it.
Like I already said, run commit and 07 stuff was pretty effective. Like it, and this year, I mean, you can run commit and still, they still get. I know why. This is my biggest thing. The right stick. This is probably the biggest part of it all. Is when you just tap the right stick and a guy falls forward like Marion Barber, like 4 or 5 yards a pop.
Yeah.
Like if you get hit and you're just tapping the right stick, they just fall forward almost every play. It's a little. I mean, I think that was a little overdone. Hopefully, they, you know. I'm sure game tackling will help.
They know what they're doing. I'm sure we'll have a good. I'm sure we'll be good.
Yeah, it's good. But you know, it's good to brainstorm. I mean, you know, I have a corporate job during the day, and you know, brainstorming is healthy because you know what you do is you put all the ideas out there. You know, they can't do everything. But the first thing you do when you brainstorm, I mean, it's only February, so there's still time. I know they got to get the game wrapped up and shipped and all that by summer, and you know, so I know their timeline is a lot shorter than our timeline. But, you know, hey, I say, you know, we put all the suggestions and stuff out there. We've pretty much been on the same page with a lot of things we're saying. And, hey, if they hear one or two things and they say, hey, that's pretty interesting, hey, so be it, you know. And then personally, I have, you know, my own personal peeve for the 09 game was, and I hope Phil is listening, and with all due respect, because, you know, we love the game, and, you know, I don't want to insult anybody, but that leak feature that they came out with for 09 was really disappointing. And if they're going to have a leak feature in the game, there's a lot of resources out there that can give them some help on how to make the leak feature better. Now, I'm not a computer programmer. That's not my thing. But, you know, as far as how it should look, you know, there's a lot of ways to shape it because it was really disappointing. We had a lot of hopes that we could move all of our leagues on there and really create something great through EA Sports, but that didn't happen. So, you know.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, since I know he's listening, I at least wanted to put that out there, that if they do bring that back for the 10 version, that I hope that they really think about how they want to make the league feature work, because the 09 league feature just was disappointing.
Yeah, it was. And like I said, I can't beat this enough, you know. I just hope that, and made more strides toward this year where they've kind of made manual catching like more timing-based, but they have to get rid of just holding Y. I hate that. That's my biggest pet peeve about Madden on the 360 is just people can hold Y and run to the ball and not – I don't know. I think RJ agrees with me again that I just prefer the PS2 way of manual catching, and I just hope that's implemented this year. And like I said, it took baby steps this year because you can still, you know, time it right, but – the fact that you can hold Y and just run to a spot kind of irks me as a player, but I don't know.
Hey, you know, I'm taking notes, right? You know, you guys put all these tips out there. I got two of the best in the world on the phone. You know, Commission's taking some notes here. I heard that, so I'm writing it down. You know, I'll be at Players Bowl. I'll probably even play. I mean, you know, I got nothing to lose except a little bit of time. So, you know, I'm taking notes here. Phil is...
Oh, go ahead. My fault, man. Go ahead.
No. It's cool. Phil, you know, he's asking if he calls in, what should he talk about? Phil, we'd love to have you call in if you're interested in talking with myself, Commish T, and we've got RG, and we've got K-Star. And if you want to call in and talk with us, we can talk about you know, your vision for Madden 2010 or Madden 10, and maybe even give us some feedback on what went into
cool.
Madden 09. You know, because he just posted in there, if he calls in, what should he talk about? And certainly we're not going to pressure you to disclose anything that's not ready to be disclosed yet, but we'd love to have you call in, and if you can, that'd be great. It's 347-838-9525, and I'm not sure that I'll know you're calling in because I usually get the phone numbers of people, but just post that you're going to call in, and I'll take a look for a new call, and we'll let you get right on with all of us, so...
yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Looks like he
might fall off. Okay. But yeah, I just want to listen to him. You know, whatever he has to say about Madden 2010, I'm all ears. You know, and if he wants to talk about it, that's cool too. You know, I think it'd be a pleasure to actually be, you know, talking to a guy who's actually helping make, you know, Madden the game with me and RG, you know, everyone else, you know, all loves and, you know, plays to death. So that'd be cool.
Okay. All right, good, good. So he's going to call. Let me, we're going to hang tight for his call. I got a couple other calls on hold. Let me just see who these guys are real quick. Not to rush them, but give them a chance to be heard. 614 area code, welcome to the Madden Voice. Hello? 614. Okay, lost him. All right. 774 area code. 774 area code. Welcome to the Madden Voice.
Hello, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Just calling in to see what's going on. Just give you guys an update on the EAFL champion, Coltrane. We got
okay. Who am I speaking to?
It's Z-Files, of course.
Oh, Z-Files, okay.
Just going to let you know that we got an exclusive interview with Coltrane, and we found out what makes him tick. You know, obviously, Madden Bible's the place to go for stuff like that. But I just thought it was pretty cool. We got him and J-Bev, so they're kind of really taking over their little crew there. But they're both really cool guys, and it's just another reason the EAFL is probably the best league out there, just everyone's so friendly and stuff like that.
Okay, so MaddenBible.com, you can go and find an interview with our latest EAFL Super Bowl champ. And remember, EAFL Major League is a sanctioned league, which means if you win, you get world ranking points, the same points that K-Star and RG earned by going out there and playing in tournaments. And so another added reason, and we're one of only two sanctioned Madden leagues out there, King of the Hill, run by Boza down in South Florida, and the EAFL, the only two sanctioned leagues out there. So you want to catch the latest interview with Coltrane, the latest champion, go to MaddenBible.com.
Thank you, and I just wanted to say that I know where K-Star is coming from. I believe that for me, when he talks about the feeling of the game and the catching, for me that was Madden 05. I didn't get to play too much 07. I was in Australia, and they only had Madden 02 over there by the time I got there. But Madden 05 for me was just a fluid game. It was the game that kind of really dragged me in. It was kind of where I got a little bit better than all my friends, and it interests me. Plus meeting S. Gibbs out at school, and that was his kind of game. And just the defense really stepped up in 05. And
that was the first year with the hit stick, so with everybody was...
Oh, yeah.
Ray
Lewis
on
the cover.
That was probably the... When they made the transition, they really stepped their game up in 05 for a long
time. That's what I'm thinking Madden 10 might be, because, you know, I think it's like around the fourth or fifth year that was for when Madden was on PS2, and that was kind of like the fifth year for Xbox 360.
Yeah, you know what 05 had? 05 had a little bit of... That's crazy.
Yeah.
Madden 06 and 07, I just don't even consider those next gen. You know, I saw those commercials with the rain and the snow. It was like Michael Strahan. That was the first Madden next gen commercial. And I sat there like, oh my God, get me an Xbox 360 right now if it's going to look like that. And then 06 and 07 weren't even close. But, you know, 08 and 09, I think they're on the right track. But I just wanted to let you know that I do understand the feeling. And it's kind of like a subliminal thing. And It would be great if they could just give it that classic feel, and it's just smooth, and everything about it just feels right. So definitely
right.
Keep it up, and hopefully we can voice all our thoughts, and hopefully this year Madden will be the best Madden ever, you know?
All right.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Hey, thanks for calling in.
All right, I gotta go to bed, but thanks for having me on the show, and hopefully I'll speak with you guys next week.
All right, take care.
All right, bye.
All right, that was Z Farrell's calling in, MaddenBible.com. Check him out. As promised, we are happy and proud to have Phil Frazier from EA Sports calling in to the show. And let's give him a little sizzling ovation. God, I love sound effects. Phil, welcome to the show.
What's going on, guys?
Oh, what's up, Phil? This is K-Star and RG, man.
Can you guys hear me okay, by the way?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yep.
Well, thanks for calling in.
What's new?
I
want to apologize real quick. I'm a little bit sick. I've been sick the last couple of days. So if I sound like I'm talking with my nose pinched, I apologize.
That's okay.
It's all good,
I'm just getting over it myself, so that's okay. Well, you know, for the last half hour or so, we've been talking about, you know, the game we all love, the game that, you know, you are certainly a large part responsible for, you know, the quality of getting it to our homes and what, you know, the end product. And, you know, I guess, you know, as we go through the next gen and each year, the game seems to be getting better and better. And I think, you know, what we're saying is that, you know, we're still feeling like we're missing some of the flavor from the old PS2 game. And, you know, just wondering your thoughts on that and anything you can share on what we, you know, can hope for as far as the feel for the game for, you know, the new game in a few months.
Well, yeah, I guess a little more than a few months, but right around the corner. You know, I worked on the PS2 version of the game from Madden 2001 all the way through Madden 2007. I think I'm looking up at my wall here to look at all the plaques. I didn't really take a year off until 08, and then I worked on a mega hit that was released by EA that was called NFL Tour. That's being sarcastic, of course. That was a big failure for EA. But
the bootleg NFL Street.
Yeah. So I've certainly been involved in the Madden franchise for a long time. I know exactly what it takes to build the game that, you know, that ultimately became, you know, the Madden 05s, the Madden 06s, and 07s of the world. We're certainly very aware that, you know, kind of that era is viewed as the
greatest.
It's kind of the greatest in the Madden, yeah, as far as the Madden franchise is concerned. And we're certainly working to get things back to where it was. That being said, you know, on the next-gen side, we had a completely different design team for the last couple of years than we had working on the current-gen product. When we transitioned to 360 back on 06, that design team was built with a completely separate set of guys who had different priorities, a different art director, et cetera. And, you know, over time, you know, I'm trying not to throw too many guys under the bus here, but I certainly disagree with some of the design decisions that were made in the past. The good news is I think we've got a really strong team in place now. You know, we've got Ian Cummings as my lead designer. We've got Josh Lumen leading up the franchise effort. We have Donnie Moore, of course, helping out with the franchise effort and some other really cool features that we'll announce in the coming months. And the nice thing is myself, Donnie, Josh, and Ian were the same guys that delivered Madden 05, Madden 06, et cetera. So
that's great news.
we like to, you know, there's a few guys that were on the team back then that are no longer with the team now. You know, the core of the team is certainly in place. So we're actually, we've been joking, because Josh joined the team relatively recently, you know, within the last couple of weeks here. We've been joking that the kind of the band's back together again. So we're really happy that we've got a good core group of guys in place. We've all got similar priorities in terms of, you know, how we want to see the franchise move forward. And my hope is that, you know, the stuff we put into the game this year, you know, yields big success for the Madden franchise. Because if it doesn't, you know, obviously they may find another designer or another producer, and I'll have to be working on a product like the NFL Tour again, and that's certainly not where I want to be.
If it's anything like 05, 06, 07, you know, and those were classic games. I think any Madden player who would play them or diehard fans or just fans in general thought those three were really special games. And, you know, if you guys have the same guys working on it, you know, we definitely have high expectations, and I'm definitely looking forward to Madden 10.
Yeah, and we're trying to do our best to hit them. So, you know, I've said on some of the boards already, I feel very confident and very comfortable saying that right now we don't have any gimmicks on the agenda. And I said today on OS, you know, the gimmick to me is anything that really isn't football. You know, and I kind of classified a few features in the recent past as gimmicks. I would classify something like the Madden ring, like the whole ring system that was added a couple years ago, gimmick. I would classify a fan, a feature that I designed a number of years ago, create a fan as a gimmick. Even I would say aspects of the IQ system last year were a little gimmicky, although I think at the heart of it, it's actually a really strong feature that we just didn't fully execute on, and I'll certainly be the first to admit that. So, you know, again, I don't think we're adding anything gimmicky this year. The stuff we're focusing on is all real football features that you would expect to see in a football game, features that we had in what we call current gen and that we haven't, you know, to this point added in next gen, and features that we think our fans are really going to love. So I'm certainly really excited. I know Ian's really excited that we've got the team in place to pull this off. You know, I'm looking forward to June because that's when E3 is, and at that point, I think most of the big features are going to be announced.
Awesome.
All right.
Now, you know, and again, if you can't say it, just say, hey, Commish, can't say it. But, you know, three things we've talked about tonight that kind of bring this version of the game, which overall is not a bad game, but it really brings the game down a bit, is, you know, the rocket catch, the curls that everyone's running, the fullback dive. Are these things you guys are going to be looking at in ways to, you know, when you say realistic, to, you know, maybe tone it down, adjust it a bit so that these things are more like what we see on Sunday?
Absolutely. We're very aware of those. I actually spent, you know, I'm not sure if you guys looked at the recent EA Sports blog about Madden Bowl, but there were a number of players there, and I actually got to play with Mark Clayton quite a bit. And he's a real huge gamer. He uses all those glitches. I don't call them glitches. That's what they are. He uses all of those, plus, you know, a few others that I hadn't seen before. You know, most notably, he basically hot route any outside receiver to, you know, a streak, and would run the receiver out of bounds and would kind of bring him back in, so he'd get a good rocket catch from out of bounds. And, you know, it wasn't calling the penalty. One, the receiver was going out of bounds before he caught it, and two, he was catching it pretty much every time. So we're aware of all these issues, and you know, we're of course going to do our best to not only solve those, but to solve any issues that have been added as we've been tweaking gameplay. It's a very deep game. You know, the more we add features to the game, the more we add you know, just different strategies, it unlocks almost a Pandora's box of possibility when it comes to glitches. I think you guys had mentioned earlier, you know, maybe I read it on the forums, I think I heard it on your show, you know, there were people that were saying they would love the opportunity to come in and help test the game. We're talking about that. We are certainly considering that as a possibility. I'll admit that I floated the idea of a beta test this year to my bosses, and, you know, they were supportive of it. On the execution side, it's actually very difficult to pull off. We'd have to have the game in a state that is much more stable and much more playable a lot earlier than we're used to. But that's kind of a long-term stretch goal for us. So give the guys in the community, the guys like yourselves that know how to go into the lab and run the glitches and find the glitches faster than anybody I've ever seen before, and give them the game with enough time for us to actually go in and solve those problems. That being said, we are talking with Will Kinsler, a.k.a. Rackzilla, about ways to get folks from the community in our office as part of the Community Day efforts, not just the community leaders, but the guys that are out there that give us really good feedback on the forums, so we can get their feedback as well.
Awesome.
That is great. That is great news. I think that if you're able to make that happen, my God, that would be a great step forward into really, you know, these guys. I mean, you were listening in earlier. I'm not sure how much you caught, but you know, you heard, right on this call, we have two of the best out there. When these guys get the game, I mean, you know, the analogy to heroin. And hey, everyone out there, we're not telling you to go do drugs, man. Don't take that the wrong way. You know, he's just saying that, hey, that's his high. You know, he gets Madden, and that's what he does. He's, you know, that's his high. And these guys go and play, you know, 10, 12, 14 hours a day. And you're right. I mean, we actually sit back and wait when the game comes out. It's usually around the second week of August, and we wait to see when the first glitch is going to be found. And usually
and
by the end of August.
They're always there. Yeah.
And you know, we do too. We fear that day. You know, because we spent a solid 2 months starting from March all the way through June, which is when we have to, you know, ship this thing out, working our ass off to try to find these things. And, you know, I hate to swear, and I hope I'm not going to get bleeped, but every fucking year something slips out there. You know, one, it's embarrassing. We hate going to Madden Challenge events and seeing people run the same plays or the same strategies every single time, you know, to gain success. It's embarrassing to us. It's really annoying that our QA team has struggled to find those issues year in and year out for the last few years. And we're certainly trying to do everything we can to make sure that sort of thing doesn't happen. But I will never go so far to say that, you know, the game will be glitch-free. Just with so many options, and with as deep as the game is, there's going to be a few out there. But we're, you know, believe me, we're on the boards from day one. And the second we see a glitch, we've got our QA team, we've got our gameplay team working hard to reproduce it to determine, you know, is this a game killer? Is this just a general annoyance thing? You know, how severe is this? And a lot of the glitches that you guys are playing with right now are already fixed because we found them and we reproduced them so quick. But, you know, they didn't warrant a patch, in our opinion. But we hate that stuff. We hate that nonsense.
Phil, may I ask you a question? I just have one generic question about the gameplay, and I understand if you can't answer this early. But, My main concern, well, not concern, I guess question would be, is the game, in terms of when you click onto your receiver, is it more timing-based like it was in PS2, which I thought, anyway, took more skill, or is it still really easy with just hold Y and run for the ball and maybe get a ridiculous animation like we saw in this year's game, in 09?
Are you talking about what we're going to do for 10?
Yeah, for 10, yes.
You know, I'm trying to be real careful. I don't want to spill the beans too early. I don't want to steal Ian's thunder. But, you know, I'll answer this one question. It's kind of a detail thing. You know, catching is – I'll answer it without answering it, but I'll kind of talk around it.
Okay.
Catching for me is a general annoyance, and it's actually an annoyance for a lot of folks in the team. It's really hard to catch the ball offensively or defensively. You don't – like, you know – I can't tell you how many times, I hate to admit it, I had to play Madden IQ, I had to play the drills a lot. But as a defender in some of those drills, I'd get my guy in what I thought was the right spot, I'd hit the jump, you know, the catch button, and it wouldn't trigger a catch animation. It would, you know, the guy would do nothing, he would just do a retarded animation where he just puts his hands up in the air. I never felt like I could actually get a catch. Now, I'll be honest, I'm nowhere near as good as you guys are out there in the community. I mean, the guys that play Madden in the tournaments are incredible. So I don't have the stick skills they have. I'm much more of a franchise, sim-style game player myself. I get really frustrated though when I play Madden because I cannot manually catch the ball myself. I just can't do it. And we've talked a lot about, you know, how do we fix that? One of the solutions we did, you know, as you noted last year, was to allow people to hold down the button. It's basically to open up the window to make catching a little more accessible. I get that, as a tournament player, it kind of removes some of the quote-unquote skill out of it. And we are working to address it. I won't promise anything this year, though. It's a really tough problem in Madden, but something we are – it's definitely on our list, and if we have time during our alpha cycle here in a couple months, we'll certainly tackle. But I'm not going to commit to anything right now just because of how big the problem is, but we're very aware of it.
That's awesome. That's cool. Because I know it's like in 07 Madden and stuff like that. I mean, I don't really think that was too much of an issue if you kind of were there and, you know, you hit triangle, I believe it was at the time, you know, you would just jump and this, and on 360 it's been kind of a little here and there. Sometimes it'll trigger, sometimes it won't, but I appreciate
you
taking the time to answer
and you
question.
Guys, you guys are really good at figuring out those sweet spots. I'm not that patient.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not the big guy going into practice mode and running the same play, you know, two dozen times, hot routing guys here and there, trying to find the perfect angle. You know, I really do, you know, I kind of look up to those guys because that requires a lot of dedication, a lot of practice, and you guys are really good at the product. And I'm actually kind of proud that the game's used in that way. But, you know, in the end, I want to make sure that every aspect of the game is fun, and there are certain elements right now that are not. And catching, to me, is one of those elements that it's a struggle, it's a frustration, and it's catching on both, like I said, both sides, offensively and defensively. The fact that you've got to learn how to massage or position your guy in the right angle at the right spot at the right time is not a great user experience for most people. And the guys that, you know, you're talking to tonight, of course, are the hardest of the hardcore. And, of course, we want to make the game challenging and fun for them, but we also have to balance the game with folks that, you know, don't get to play 40 hours in a week. And I know it's hard to admit that because you guys want a game that's tournament mode friendly. You know, you guys have a great time with it and can, you know, pick it to death and have all these great controls. But here's the reality of the situation. If we only made the game – I'm actually losing my voice here. If we only made the game for tournament guys, you know, sales would go down. Again, you guys would still buy the game because we're making the game specifically for you, right? The problem is if the sales go down, everybody internally here starts to panic. They start saying we got to do the X, Y, and Z. And I have to get to a point where I'm making features that satisfy a wide spectrum of fans so that I get to keep my bosses off my back so that guys like Ian and Josh can make the games that ultimately you guys enjoy the most. So it's definitely a balancing act. And we have to be real careful not to cater to one extreme or the other. I don't want to make a game that's totally easy. You know, that's definitely not my goal. But I got to make a game that, you know, quite honestly, my wife, who is not a gamer, should be able to pick up and play, put it on easy mode, and maybe score a touchdown and have a good time, as well as give a game to a guy that's played Madden for literally the last 20 years and knows how to do all the glitches and knows how to hot route every guy on every single play and knows all the bells and whistles within Madden. And that's a really hard thing to do.
Yeah, understandably.
Oh, that does make a lot of sense. And you know, you talk about sales, and Chris from Operation Sports was on our show last week and actually said, and maybe you can you know, correct this if it's incorrect, but he actually said that Madden is no longer your number one game, that now FIFA is EA Sports' number one game, and I was surprised to hear that. Is that true?
It depends how you look at the numbers. If you look at worldwide sales, I think that's always been the case. You know, FIFA does amazing around the world. Doesn't do quite so amazing here in the U.S. Because, you know, soccer's not a huge thing.
Right.
But FIFA does amazing everywhere else. If you look at, you know, just North American sales, Madden beats FIFA hands down. You know, so it's kind of how you look at the numbers.
Gotcha.
They're both very big franchises, though. I mean, there's no question that if you look at the EA Sports label, those are the two crown jewels of the EA Sports label. They both get, you know, equal representation when it comes to, you know, marketing and attention. You know, I can tell you that I'm usually very aware of kind of what's happening in FIFA land because when they do something really strong, it, of course, makes its way over to my land. And I'm sure they're hearing stuff about Madden as well. So they're both very big games. You know, we're probably talking about, you know, rounding errors if you look at overall sales. They're both very strong, and I think I personally wish the NFL was a bigger sport worldwide because I think that means Madden would just be even bigger than what it is today.
Sure. I have one other question for you. You know, as one of the things that I do is the EAFL is an online league, and we've been running leagues for a few years now. And, you know, to be honest, we had a lot of high expectations when we heard that there was going to be a league feature in this year's game.
Oh, me too.
And it just didn't pan out as we had hoped. You know, we had hoped that we could put our 32-team NFL league onto, you know, the internet and have a fully functional league feature. And you know, when we started our league, we were on Premium Pass back in 2005, which, you know, wasn't great, but it was something. And honestly, I think Premium Pass was a little bit better than this feature. I was, you know, for someone that wants to run a 32-team NFL-like league, it really wasn't possible with this feature. Are there any, you know, you guys, is this at all on the table, or do you have so many other things that you're going to have to look at that another, you know, for another version?
I really want to answer this question, but it's tricky.
Okay.
You know, we are, you know, the leagues last year, you know, it was a funny situation. I joined the team last February after David Ortiz left EA. And, you know, at that point, the feature set for Madden 09 was pretty much set in stone. You know, my job last year was pretty much to come in and make sure we finished the game on time and we maximized the level of quality, you know, that we did. We pushed the right buttons to make sure the game was of good quality. Leagues was, of course, on the agenda for Madden, and I think a couple things happened. So, one, NCAA football, our neighbors on the fifth floor here in Orlando, did a tremendous job with Online Dynasty. Phenomenal job. You know, we actually we look at the work they did as kind of a model for what we should have done on Madden last year. So I agree, leagues wasn't the greatest execution of that feature. But given some challenges that were kind of in place last year, that was quite frankly the best you're going to get. You weren't going to get anything much beyond that. This year, we have taken that feedback to heart, and I'm confident we have plans in place to make people much happier.
Okay. That sounds good. I'll take your word for it.
I am extremely confident, and I think that particular aspect of the game, you know, should be announced based on the notes I have here sometime in June. So you're unfortunately going to have to wait a while for details specific to, you know, league functionality and stuff like that. But I am confident that you guys will like what we have in store.
Okay. Sounds good. RG or K-Star, any other, you know, questions for the man, Mr. Frazier from EA Sports?
Nah, man. Just thanks for coming in and sharing all that with us, and good luck, man. I'm pretty sure you won't let us down. I know y'all won't let us down.
We're certainly trying, and you know, it's been interesting having talked about a couple things in the community now, and we certainly wanted to kind of get things in front of everybody much sooner than we usually do. But at the same time, we're starting to see expectations grow, and you know, I certainly hope we live up to those expectations as well, because, you know, we've got a lot of really great things in store. We're in the last couple of months of the project, and, you know, it's going to be important for us to really, you know, kind of nail down a lot of these features that we're working on and really just deliver on kind of our promises for this year. But we're working our ass off, and for the guy that keeps saying spectator mode in the chat room, I'll go ahead and close that one out. We're not going to have spectator mode this year.
Okay. I much rather have gameplay, you know, fluidity and stuff like that addressed before anything like spectator mode anyway, to be honest with you.
Me too.
That's all that matters.
Yeah, I mean, and I can tell you where that comes from, just as you know, because a lot of, again, you know, when you have seven leagues and you get down to the Super Bowl, you know, you can go on Xbox Live and watch the score update, but guys want to watch the game. Just like when you go in and play Gears of War, some of these combat games, you can go in and spectate and watch what's going on. So that's where some of this comes from. I agree with what's being said. I mean, you know, it would be a great feature to have, but if we can get the gameplay down, you know, that'll be the cure-all.
That's really our number one priority. Gameplay. You know, online is a growing feature. You know, we're looking at well over half of our you know, fan base is now connected to online. Doesn't mean they're playing online, but they're at least logging in and downloading rosters or checking for content. So, you know, online is going to become a bigger focus for us in the future, and we've got some really big online features this year. But the number one feature in my book, and the same is true with Ian as well, is gameplay. Number two, is, and you know, kind of in gameplay, that's a big feature. I mean, that's presentation, that's the animations. I mean, that's everything within gameplay. That's when you boot the game from whistle to whistle. What do you experience? Number two for me is franchise mode. And I'll admit, you know, last year we didn't do anything to it. Again, I walked into that, so I certainly apologize. It obviously wasn't a priority for the previous design team. That's going to change this year. We do have some ideas for franchise mode. We've obviously brought in Josh Lohman. We've brought in Donnie Moore specifically because there was a lack of focus in franchise last year. And I'm not promising you're going to get NFL head coach in Madden. That is definitely not the case. But we're certainly taking steps, big steps, in the right direction this year within franchise mode.
Franchise mode was fun in 07.
Yeah, I mean, back in 07, yeah, you're right. Back in 07 it was. But last year, you know, we had to, you know, to be honest, we had to spin some of our tuning efforts to look like features. And, you know, that's never a situation you want to be in as you're starting to do PR for your game. Because one of the first questions we always get is, what's new in franchise mode? And you don't often want to give the answer of nothing. Because that usually results in poor review scores.
Yeah.
I'm pretty confident.
I have one last question. And, you know, you guys can laugh at me, and it's okay. I get laughed at all the time. Labbing, you know, you guys get in the game, they lab. And right now the way to lab is, you know, get on the game and play your boy and go head up and get into an actual game. And would there ever be – is there ever any talk – or RG or K-Star, do you guys think there would even be a need to have a feature as part of the game where instead of always having to go into a live game to play each other, where you could actually go to the practice field with your partner – and,
online practice mode?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that'd be cool. That'd be, you know, really nice. I mean, kind of like right now, like me and say my boy Drag Racer from EMB, you know, our crew, we would get on practice mode separately. You know, he would be on his, I'll be on mine, and we would talk through the mic and try to figure stuff out. But while that would be a very welcome addition and very cool, like I said, I just, you know, I'm confident that they'll get the gameplay, you know, down to be great. But, yeah, that would definitely be cool, yeah.
Yeah, just a thought. I mean, obviously, I know.
That's really cool, actually.
You know,
how do you even think of that?
Yeah, well, I got seven leagues and 200 guys of players that I get all kinds of stuff from, so I got a laundry list, but we won't get into that.
You got seven leagues?
Yeah, we have seven leagues right now. Actually, by Players Bowl, we'll have nine.
That's pretty ridiculous.
Yeah. It's a lot to manage, but you know, we started this back actually Madden 05 is when we started our leagues, and back then to play our kind of game where it was more of an open up kind of game with not a lot of rules was kind of taboo. Most of the leagues that were around had, you know, a laundry list of rules, and it really turned guys off. Guys just want to pick up the sticks and play. They don't want to read two pages of what you can't do. You can't do this, you can't do that. And so we came in and said, okay, here's what we're going to do. We'll create a league, very basic rules, nothing, you know, extravagant, and let's go. And, three and a half.
Let me ask you this. As a leagues guy, you know, obviously you're of the opinion that leagues last year were terrible. What sort of features would you like to see in a league system? You know, what's everything that would make you happy? You know, as a power user of leagues, I'm sure you got to have a list of things in your head. So let's hear them.
Woo, here we go. Okay, and let me also welcome Coach K to the line. Coach K, welcome. I saw you call in, so I opened up your mic. So hello, Coach.
Hey, what's going on, D? How you doing, Phil? RG, Cornstar, glad you can make it.
Thanks, bro.
To answer the question, I think the very first thing would be stats. You know, you have to, you know, guys right now, we go on and we use League Daddy or one of the online hosting services, and one of the big turns-offs is after the game, you have to actually go in and manually enter in stats. And to get guys to actually go in and do that, they don't want to do that. They want to just go ahead and they want to play the game. So the ability to track stats, the ability to have a 32 just like the NFL, a system to build in some level of recognition for awards, to go from season to season so that you just didn't play one season and then you're done, to have some kind of you know, server carryover where it was stored and you could actually have, you know, the history of the league. Those are the first few things that, that come to mind. I think about, you know, we use, what'd you say, Coach?
Like a dedicated league page.
Like
yeah,
a web page?
I mean, right, exactly. You know, customizable web page. You know, if we were, you know, we're called the EAFL because we were actually formed off of the old EA boards way back in 05. That's where we met everybody. And we used to run tourneys called the EA Board Tourneys, and it segued into the EAFL. So, you know, when you're talking about online, guys, they're online, they're on Xbox, they're on AOL, they're on the Internet. So we want more of an Internet presence for the league with the things that I just mentioned. Those would be, you know, full stat tracking, you know, 32 teams, season to season, you know, those would really make us happy.
Well, made all those notes, and I'll stand by my previous comment that I'm pretty sure folks will be happy with what we have to offer this year.
All right. Sounds good.
Even after hearing your wish list. So, no, it's all great feedback.
All right. Well, I appreciate the question. We've so wanted to get that information out there for a long time, and it's good to know that you guys were already on top of it. I mean, you know, like K-Star and RG said, we have a lot of faith. You know, we get excited around this time of the year as we wind down one version of the game, but we start looking forward to the next. So we're all really excited.
I'm pumped too. Hey, I'm watching the chat room here. And I saw a couple questions. What time does this show end, by the way?
Well,
is it in four minutes?
The live show ends at 11, but we can continue because it actually goes to iTunes and gets podcasts. So if we go over, the show continues. So we're okay with time.
I was going to say, I saw some stuff on ESPN and the chat room. There's not much directly I can comment on when it comes to ESPN, but we've certainly seen – you know, the notes on the boards about people wanting more ESPN in the game. All I'll say is I wouldn't expect it. It's a little more complicated than just deciding whether or not we want to use ESPN. I'm trying to be a little political here, but, the key is we've got a couple of major partners. We've got the NFL, we've got the NFLPA, we've got John Madden, who all have – approval rights over the game. And all I'll state is that, you know, there are some decisions that have to be approved before they can be included in the game or before we can use those things in the game. And all I'll say is that ESPN is a very complicated deal. And as of this moment, you know, we do not have approval to go above and beyond the current level of ESPN integration in the game. So it's something we would personally love to do. I'd love to have Chris Berman, similar to what 2K did back in 2K5. We're very aware that people look back at that as kind of the best in breed of kind of, you know, franchise presentation. But, you know, I'll say right now, that ain't going to happen. But I think we can do that level of presentation without having ESPN. I think we can do it using NFL Network talent, using folks like Chris Collinsworth and Tom Hammond. And I think we'll get there with presentation even without ESPN.
Yeah, actually, that was great this year. One great thing about Madden 09 is the commentating with Collinsworth and the other guy. It was phenomenal. Like, this was, I think, the best comment, you know, I had in commentary on Madden ever. Like, it's just, they're really good play-by-play. I was taken aback by it. Yeah, we got to have John in there, like,
where,
you know, every
John,
once in a while with a little comment, like.
John anymore. But honestly.
Yeah,
you know, it's weird because, you know, we'd love to have John in the game, you know, more than he is now, but he's got a very busy schedule. We of course, look to integrate him more and more each year. But, you know, quite frankly, the amount of content we're looking to get from Tom Hammond and Chris Collinsworth, it's a lot of work. It's literally weeks worth of contiguous time in an audio booth. And if you think it's easy, then make yourself a list of 2,000 last names and read that list four times, and that's just a small percentage of the work that our audio team has to do. So You know, it's a lot of work, and, you know, I'm sure John would do it for us in the end. But we try to focus him on areas that, you know, really make sense for John to be integrated in the game. And we think we can get really we think we can get better performances out of Tom Hammond this year. We know he was a little robotic last year, but we're working with him on that. And Chris Collinsworth, I think, is phenomenal.
Yeah, Collinsworth was great.
Just the little John segments necessary. I don't even hear him anymore. Just a little cut.
They just come in and say boom at random points.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
On every hit stick tackle.
Boom.
Every hit stick tackle will shake the screen and they'll say boom.
Yes, right on the money. That was great.
Well, I also think that from what I've seen on television, you know, it also looks like his schedule is tight, but he seems like he's starting to slow down a little. Seems like he's trying to spend some more time with his family, and so I can imagine it must be challenging to try to interact with the man.
The legend.
It is, you know, and he doesn't fly, so you know we got to go to him, and he's got a great studio in Pleasanton. We love going to see him, but he is a family guy. He's got some really nice kids. He's got some great grandkids. He's got some really big dogs that are, of course, fun to play with. And we do love spending time with John. I mean, he actually, we usually give him a call throughout the season. He gives us updates on kind of where he sees the season, and we ask him questions specific to some of the features we're adding that year. But, we definitely spend time with him. It's just, you know, we want to make sure that we're getting the bulk of audio we need, so we typically go with Tom and Chris for that stuff.
Yeah, fair to say. It all makes sense.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. I think I've covered everything that that I had. I don't know if guys, you had anything else. It certainly is an honor and a pleasure, Phil, that you made time for us tonight to call in. An unexpected surprise, but we appreciate it. And it just, you know, I don't know how these guys feel, but it just gets me even more psyched. Looking forward to the next game already. I know it's still, you know, we got about 6 more months to wait for it, but I'm excited. You know?
Yeah, definitely. I really appreciate that you came in here. I thought that was really cool, and I was definitely surprised. And
definitely.
You know, with you guys working on, you said you worked on PS2 from 01 to 07, and you know, 05, 06, 07 being the glory years of Madden. I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, Madden 10, and I have, you know, confidence in you guys. And like I said, good luck and keep up the hard work.
No, we'll do our best, and I thank you guys for having me. You know, I've certainly seen links to the show on OS quite a few times. So I've definitely actually listened to a previous show a couple weeks ago, and wanted to check in during a live broadcast. So I appreciate you guys having me. I do have one request for the owner of this show. Try not to hype up my visit too much. I don't know if my marketing guys would appreciate me blabbing the way I did tonight. I certainly don't mind, you know, my name being mentioned and stuff like that. But a lot of the efforts we started last year with Madden, and doing the community stuff, I did very much on the down low, on the DL. And in the end, it's allowed us to do a lot more than now that we did back then. I don't think my PR partners would really like the fact that I'm already doing interviews on the phone. So just help me out, and I certainly will continue to check in. But try not to make too big a deal out of it, if you don't mind.
Not a problem at all. I'm a corporate guy by day and know how to play the political monster, and I got your back. Don't worry about it.
All right.
All right. Well, Phil, appreciate you calling in, and we look forward to having you again soon as things become public. Maybe we can have you back on to, discuss some things as they come out. We don't want to put you in an awkward spot, but feel free. We're every Tuesday night at 9:00, so we hope to have you back again soon.
Absolutely, and thanks for having me. You guys have a good night.
All
right, you too.
See ya.
All right. Well, that was good. RG, K-Star, any closing thoughts? We just heard the man, and it sounds encouraging.
Go ahead, RG.
No, I got nothing, man. Just thanks for having me on here. It was cool just talking with y'all, man. Appreciate it. And good luck with your EAFL leagues and all that, man. Maybe I got to get in one time, try to win me a Super Bowl.
Yes, sir.
Hey, man, we'd love to have you guys. You know, like I said, we're doing the tournament on Sunday, and the leagues are always going. And, you know, we'll be at Players Bowl. We'll be a strong crew at Players Bowl. So we'll look forward to seeing you guys there.
Real quick about Players Bowl, that's one thing. What you guys, everyone think about that Crew v. Crew tournament they're talking about the day before Players Bowl?
You're talking about what?
Has anyone heard about that?
The Crew v. Crew tournament?
Yeah, Storm is doing, I think, 5-on-5.
Oh, wow.
He didn't know all the details yet, but a 5-on-5 crew versus crew tournament. And
that'd be awesome.
I think, yeah, it sounds interesting. I think the winner is going to get $5,000.
It's called like the Legend Bowl.
Yeah.
DMV, hell yeah. I like that. That's cool. I didn't know that. That's awesome.
Yeah, it sounds good. And he actually already posted that anybody who's in a crew, you know, the commissioner, the head guy in a crew should hit him up because he's only going to do a certain number of crews. So, you know, catch up with him and let him know you're interested.
All right.
You know, EMB and WWA will definitely be there.
I haven't
sounds
played
good.
The game. I might just have to be the alternate or something. But if I got to suit up, I'll suit up.
you're pretty good. You know, you're pretty good guy to have coming off the bench. Let me tell you. You know?
Yeah, we tough.
So, all right, hey guys, I appreciate all the time you gave us tonight. You're always welcome back on the show, and you know, you were two of the better guests that we've had. I mean, we've had some good guests. I don't want to talk down about anybody, but you guys were actually, you know, I like talking with guys that are real, you know. And RG, you're right north of me. I'm right here in Connecticut, so you right over in Massachusetts. You're right over the border.
Oh,
so.
Cool, yeah, man. Are you Red Sox fan?
Yes, I am. Big Red Sox fan.
My
yes,
dude.
Sir.
All right, there we go.
See, I grew up in Bristol, Connecticut, home of ESPN. And Bristol used to be the home of the minor league for the Red Sox some years ago. So you couldn't live in Bristol back when Jim Rice and Butch Hobson and these guys all came through Bristol.
The vintage Sharks, the old
school. Yeah, man, old school. Well, hey, Rice is finally going to the Hall of Fame. So
yeah,
it's about time.
Yeah, it's about time.
Yeah,
for
man.
Real. You already know.
Yeah. So, all right, gentlemen, I appreciate all your time tonight, and we look forward to talking to you again real soon.
All right,
go Steelers. By the way, real quick, go Steelers. We took it down, Ben Roethlisberger. The next greatest of all time. Got
to
throw that out there real quick.
Back.
Okay. Big Ben, baby. Time to move on, RG.
Bye. We'll see. All right.
See you guys.
All right, guys. Take it easy. All right. That was RG and K-Star. Coach, you still here with us?
Yes, sir.
All right. God, I like those two guys. I'll tell you. I was very impressed with both of them. You know, for having interacted with so many guys in the Madden community that, you know, they spend a lot of time just running their mouths and not saying anything. And we've had some good guests on the show. I'm not calling out anybody. I think Dynasty was good. And I think most of the guys that come on our show are pretty good. But those guys, I really enjoyed having them on. They were generous with their time. They were real. They didn't sugarcoat
Definitely.
Anything. And, you know, I just really want to say those two guys, you know, and like I said, Dynasty was a great guest and Little Man was, you know, I'm not definitely not trying to down any guys we had in the past, but I tell you, those two guys really earned my respect tonight. I appreciate it. And I really want to thank, Chris, Steve from Operation Sports. Clearly our relationship there, is a strong one. And, you know, Mr. Frazier, and I will call you Mr. Frazier, Phil, for calling in to the show tonight. We appreciate it. It was great to have you on, and we will certainly, you know, when I get off, Coach K and I will talk about some marketing ideas for the show, but certainly we will be respectful of your request, you know, because we want to have you back. So we don't want to do anything to upset you, because we want to have you back on the show as features come out and things advance. So, you know, really appreciate your time tonight. Coach K, any final thoughts?
No, just a great show. That's it.
All right. Well, everybody, we ran over tonight, so if you're listening to us now, you are probably catching us on iTunes. And let me just some last reminders. EAFL, All Feuds Settled on the Field, that's who we are. We have a tournament Sunday, 11 o'clock, February 15th, Eastern Time. If you want to be in this tournament, 11 a.m., if you want to be in this tournament, go to EAFLMadden.com, and right on the front page, there's a link. I want to play in the EAFL Classic. Click on that link. It takes you to the pre-registration form. And I had three or four guys pre-register during the show tonight, so let's keep the names coming in. And even if you think there's no spots, sign up anyway because we're sure we're going to do another one. $20, and the winner will get $500. The loser will get whatever's left over after PayPal fees, somewhere between $100 and $140. So, hey, even $100 for an afternoon sitting home playing Madden is okay, but $500,
oh, yeah.
You know, it's a good thing. So we want you guys to join. We will be starting another league up within the next 30 days. And so get ready for that. And, you know, there's other tournaments coming up in the next few weeks. We're going to try to have those directors come on the next show, talk about their tournaments. But, of course, the big one, the granddaddy, arguably the biggest, if not the second biggest tournament of the year, Players Bowl, April 4th, pre-register. And go to GameTimePhilly.net, I believe, Coach?
Yep, exactly. Yep.
GameTimePhilly.net and pre-register. It's $50 if you register by February 28th. If you have any questions or comments about the show, feel free to email me at themaddenvoice@eaflmadden.com. Call me 347-838-9525 during the show. Catch me on Instant Messenger. I want to thank everybody for making this the number one show online for Madden, and tune in next week because who knows what surprises we may have for you next week. So with that, I want to say goodnight to everybody, and remember to join the EAFL because that's where all feuds are settled on the field.